it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
We might need a soul version of that. Hey, send me that MP3.
You want to know who's ready to beat Migs? A very special guest, the Professor Nick Harrison, who is going to be at the Emerald Queen Casino tonight for the Gen X Takeover comedy tour.
Yes.
And you are ready to smoke this man at some Gen X trivia.
Have you guys not seen the trivia videos that I post on my socials with like the AARP folks? Like,
oh.
I'm dominating in trivia. I'm about to dust this dude.
Why are you looking at me when you say AARP, man? I mean, I'm a Gen Xer.
I think
I'm
know
not
why.
A boomer.
Neither one of us has hair, Migs.
That's fair.
Yes. Let's just be real. And no, again, like AARP, you can join like at our age. Like we're AARP age now. You know,
you can
the
join
oldest.
When you're 18.
The oldest Gen Xers are 60 years old.
I know. Isn't
so,
that
like,
crazy?
We're in prime area for AARP, and there's so many great benefits and. I don't know if you guys know this, but the tour is sponsored by AARP. So, hey, AARP. All right.
Let's get
your membership card today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, his nickname is literally the Professor, Steve. I think you're going to be in trouble.
I'm kind of screwed.
He looks very ready to go, so you get out
all right,
of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing at home, the Professor Nick Harrison will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Okay. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
How many licks does it take till you get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
3.
Yes. Who was the 40th president of the United States?
Oh, God. 40 was H.W. Bush?
No.
W. Bush?
No.
Clinton?
No. Who starred in the movie Pump Up the Volume?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
Which boxed food product mascot was a 4-fingered white glove with a red nose?
A Hamburger Helper.
That's right. Which Major League Baseball franchise won the most World Series in the 90s?
In the 90s? The Yankees?
Yes. How many studio albums did Van Halen release with Sammy Hagar?
3.
No.
2.
No.
Pass.
Which children's toy came with a name and an adoption certificate?
Kevin Patch Kids?
Yes. What year did the Berlin Wall fall?
Jesus. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. That was 85.
No.
84.
No.
86.
No.
Pass.
Who had the nickname The Juice?
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct for the Professor Nick Harrison.
I don't like that number. I don't like that number.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Steve, welcome back.
My blindfold.
That's how we ensure, Professor, that he is not cheating. He wears a blindfold.
Okay.
Yes. Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Showtime.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
Isn't it 3?
It is.
Yes.
Who was the 40th president of the United States?
Clinton.
No.
Obama.
No.
Bush.
No. Who starred in the movie Pump Up the Volume?
Up the volume. Oh, that's how Christian Slater.
It is.
Thank
you. Boxed food product mascot was a 4-fingered white glove with a red nose.
Oh, I can see the guy. Is that the Hamburger Helper?
Yes. Which Major League Baseball franchise won the most World Series in the 90s?
The 90s. Ooh. The Yankees.
Yes. How many studio albums did Van Halen release with Sammy Hagar?
3?
No.
4.
Yes. Which children's toy came with an adoption certificate and a name?
My mom had one. The Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yes. What year did the Berlin Wall fall?
1992?
No.
91?
No.
90?
No. Who had the nickname The Juice?
O.J. Simpson.
Yes. Moving on up was the theme song for
the Jeffersons.
TV? Yes. Wow. Steve Migs, you got a score of 8, and that is a win.
Let's go. I am the ultimate Gen Xer.
8-5.
8-5. Let's go, Mr.
Trivia. I blame the hill that I had to walk up. I'm exhausted. Okay? I wasn't ready.
Well, neither of you.
I have a show tonight at the Emerald Queen.
Neither of you knew that
You all doubted me.
Ronald Reagan was the 40th president of the United States.
Oh, it was Reagan, okay.
And neither of you knew that the Berlin Wall fell in 1989.
Oh, boy.
Nice victory there, Steve. I think you're the new professor.
No. Don't do that. No.
Can I get your TikTok followers for that?
Absolutely not.
Oh, man.
I got to feed my family. Steve?
Nick Harrison, the professor, he's part of the Gen X Takeover tonight, at Emerald Queen Casino. Tickets are on sale at emeraldqueen.com, and people can give you a follow at Mr. Professor 318.
Yes.
You want to stick around for a little more fun?
I would love to.
All right, we're going to continue the good times with the professor, Nick Harrison, after Queen.
The Daily Mix Show.
You can check out the Gen X Takeover tonight at Emerald Queen Casino, and part of that magic is the professor, Nick Harrison, who's been hanging out with us this morning. And people can get tickets still at emeraldqueen.com. We got to talk real quick about some of the music that you've been putting out recently. You've got an album coming out?
Yes. There it is. Yes, I have an album coming out on tomorrow, as a matter of fact. It's dropping on all streaming platforms at midnight tonight. Apple Music, Spotify. It is 11 tracks of the soul covers that I've done. Let me go ahead and pull up the track listing.
You know what? Let's put these guys to the test again.
I love it.
I think I got one of the songs.
Let's do it.
All right, let's see if you guys can figure out which song he's turned into a soul classic. This is our friend, the professor, Nick Harrison. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah. Oh, I know what this one is.
I hope you do.
This one is on the album, as a matter of fact.
This is a good one. It's a classic rock/metal song.
Dead, I am the one exterminating.
Oh, sipping Rob Zombie.
The tree strangle in the breeze.
Soul Dracula?
Yes. So good.
I love this.
Dead, I am the sky watching angel cry while they slowly turn conquering the world. Dig through the ditches and burn through the ditches and slam in the back of my Dracula. Dig through the ditches and burn through the witches and slam in the back of my Dracula.
All right, I got another one for you guys. This one, I hope, Nick, you know this one as well.
I would hope so.
Okay, yes. I think, you know what, let's do one for our local fans. Are you ready for a good Seattle sound?
Yes.
One of the biggest Seattle rock bands of all time. Nick Harrison turned them into a soul band.
She has me like a person.
It's Nirvana. What is the name of the song?
I've been locked in
Heart-shaped box.
Is this one on the record?
Yeah, no, actually.
Oh, this is like a deep cut then.
Yeah, this is like one of the ones you got to go to the YouTube for. It's probably going to be on the next release because I'm putting out about volume 2.
Nice.
Probably in like a week or two because of the demand.
Just so much sexier.
Like honestly, like that song is kind of sexy already, but then it's like this way.
Makes me want a back rub.
Heart-shaped box, man. Sexier. It seems a little off.
That is so fantastic.
Somebody actually sent me a DM the other day. They're like, hey, man, these songs turn my wife on more than I could ever do. So actually thank me for saving his marriage. Through the AI soul covers, which makes me wonder where your marriage was before I started doing these.
Have you heard from like Rob Zombie? I know you said you heard from Gavin Rossdale Bush, but what other artists have you heard from when you, I mean, because you've, I think the guys in Lit have reached out to you before, like when you did Lit My Own Worst Enemy.
Yeah, when I was doing the Yacht Rock stuff, Lit reached out. Rob Thomas reshared the 3 a.m. cover. Bon Jovi reshared the Bad Medicine cover. They reposted it on TikTok. Rossdale DM'd the guitarist from Slipknot. His name is slipping my mind right now because, again, it's very early and y'all just...
I know. We made you walk up a hill.
Yeah. While you're walking up a hill.
I'm going to put Danny to the test since he is the king of all emo. He hosts emo night Friday night over at Numo. So you say you're an emo guy.
Okay, here we go.
Let's see if you can figure out this classic emo song that the professor, Nick Harrison, turned into a soul classic.
I'm ready.
Oh.
My Chemical Romance. Black Parade, baby. You should play this Friday night.
He said, son, you wrote, would you be the savior of
Professor, have bands reached out to you and said, like, do me next?
Not... slow down.
You know what I mean.
Time. I do know what you mean.
Still a little hot and bothered over here.
There have been some who've reached out and been like, hey, can you like, this would sound pretty good as Yacht Rock, or this would sound pretty good as Soul, I think. It was James Root, by the way. That messaged me. Well, actually commented on one of the videos and said he backs it 100%, which I was really appreciative of because, you know, AI.
It's a polarizing thing.
Yeah. And that's something that we're like trying to counteract because of, you know, the effect that it has in times. But we have a piece of merch that a portion of the proceeds go to a company called Commission Mankind that drills water wells all over the world and in Africa. So, like, I understand where people's, you know, objection would be, and we're trying to do things to counteract that. And it's what is cool about all this is that it's a, you know, AI's been around for a long time, but right now on social media it is kind of bursting, just blowing up. There was somebody, I've been tagged in this freaking remake of Eminem Without Me as 50 Soul, like, so many times, and I've seen it. I love it. I think it's great. So it's, you know, it's cool to see how these things can be reimagined, redone, and looked at in a different perspective. Because for me, one, it highlights the artist in their original song. Two, it highlights the lyrics and how good they really are. Because sometimes we can't understand or fathom just how good the lyrics are, because sometimes we don't necessarily understand them.
It's funny you said, because earlier, before you got here, we played the Metallica Soul song that you did of King Nothing, and it instantly made me think, I forgot how much I freaking love that song. Because I think of Metallica, I'm more of like the first four records. I forget about when they cut their hair and became more rockers. But then when I heard that, I was like, I need to go back and listen to King Nothing. That is such a great song.
It's a really good song. It's one of their more underrated tracks. And for me, the messages that I get every day from people who are like, I never knew the lyrics of this song. I did BYOB as Soul, and people are like, I never understood the lyrics to this song until now. So thank you. Yeah. Little Dick Dale surf guitar right there.
Tara over here's just rocking out some more.
So great. The Professor Nick Harrison, you deliver smiles to people's faces every single day. So if you have no plans tonight, Rockaholics, we just made those plans for you. The Gen X Takeover tonight at Emerald Queen Casino. You can get more info at emeraldqueen.com and give our friend the Professor Nick Harrison a follow on Instagram at Mr. Professor 318.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. This was a blast.
Hey, man, thank you guys for having me. Make sure you come out to the Emerald Queen tonight for the show. Gen X Takeover is myself, the real Slim Sherry, the dad bod veteran, Kelly Mano. Justin Ruppel is our host. Boo. We're not going to pay attention to Ruppel.
Yeah, stupid millennial.
Stupid millennial. But yeah, it was we have so much fun. It's music. It's comedy. It's just all kinds of shenanigans. And you guys are the star of the show. So please come out and see us tonight at the Emerald Queen in Tacoma. You can go to EmeraldQueenCasino.com.
Is that EmeraldQueen.com.
EmeraldQueen.com or go to GenXTakeover.com so you can see all the other dates that we have coming up in the next couple of weeks, because we're all over the place and we would love to see you there.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Mariners played in a baseball game yesterday.
Yeah, and they were there.
They were there.
For half of it.
The pitchers were not there.
No.
But then the Mariners posted on their social media pages, first pitch of ALDS Game 5 will be at 5.08 p.m. Friday on Fox. It will be loud. Hashtag seize the moment.
And they're not wrong. I think T-Mobile Park is going to be rocking tomorrow. But I feel bad for the social media team, because after a loss like that, the last thing you want to do is even attract any attention from angry Mariners fans.
Well, there was attention, Steve Miggs, as you can imagine. Many comments. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
So I figured, who better to read these comments about the Mariners and, well, that tough loss yesterday, than a man who's been knocked down a few times but always gets back up.
Chumbawamba?
Chumbawamba. That's right. I don't work with people who like the Rocky movies. It's an iconic part of
Sly Stallone?
The sixth installment of the Rocky films. He had that speech during Rocky Balboa. It's not about the amount of times you get knocked down. It's about the amount of times that you get back up.
Wow.
I don't know why all of a sudden
he
became Forrest Gump. Wow. Jenny, pick me back up. All right. So you ready for the first comment as read to us by Robot Sly Stallone?
Yes.
Why not? Detroit is the worst team left in the field. They were completely dead. Fans, players, everything about this team was dead in the water, and the Seattle f***ing Mariners just handed to them.
Dude, that was the hardest part of yesterday's game, because when we got our third run and you just heard that crowd, I mean, they turned on their team. Because, I mean, when you think about it, they hadn't, this will make me even more mad, they hadn't even won a game in Detroit at that stadium since early September. So the fans have not seen them win in forever, and now they're watching them down 3-0, and you're thinking, there's no way they're going to come back. And the crowd was acting like that.
Yeah, well, spoiler alert.
Then 9 unanswered runs happened.
This team has proven time and time again how resilient they are. The best of teams are not immune from bad losses. This team will slay the Tiger.
I hope you're right.
Slay the Tiger.
And I don't think you're wrong. This season's a little bit different than, I think, past seasons. Like, I do have a little, a little bit more than just a little optimism. Some optimism, because there have been times where you're like, oh, here we go, old Mariners again, and then they bounce back.
I mean, we have said since the beginning, this is our year. Although there were a few times that we said, this is our year, so...
What a bunch of defeatists. The damn series isn't over yet. How about maintaining a little bit of positivity and see what happens Friday at home?
There we go.
Keep the hope alive. This is our year.
Please just win. Sacrifice the Huskies and Seahawks if you have to. Just win.
Would you be okay with, well, of course, she'll be okay with the Huskies losing in order for the Mariners to win. Throw them in Mount Rainier.
I would sacrifice the Seahawks for the rest of my life for the M's to win the World Series.
Why are we sacrificing
just
things all
season.
Of a sudden?
One season.
I know we got the Etsy witch, but all of a sudden we're doing witchcraft?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. As long as we win.
By the effort put out today, I'd say we're f***ed. You ain't beating Scoob Bull for a fourth time.
I think they will.
I mean, we've proven we can do it.
I know, and some people are like, oh, you've gone to that, you know, you're playing with fire with that guy. But I think they could do it.
Yeah.
Six runs tomorrow.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, 6-2.
Okay.
I'm calling it now.
He called it.
Yeah.
Please just win. Sacrifice the Huskies and Seahawks.
Oh, we already heard that one. Sorry.
Okay,
we heard that one as well. Here we got one more. You ready?
Yes.
Please win for the sake of my mental health. I love this team and go Mariners, but what the f*** just happened? How do we suck that much? 9 unanswered runs. You are better than that.
I'm going to be like, you're better than that, Seattle Mariners.
Today, we flip it.
So now do we have to have a new superstition? Did you see the people that are now drinking, like they're making drinks using the dirt from T-Mobile Park?
No.
Yeah, it was on King 5. I saw it yesterday. Like they get a scoop of dirt and they pour it in whatever they're drinking and then drink it. And that was their good. That didn't work, clearly.
Wow.
Neither did those socks you bought me. Those Mariner socks. I was so close to just throwing them away yesterday.
Maybe you should before tomorrow's game, Steve.
I'll burn them.
The Daily Mix Show.
Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday is coming to Angel of the Winds Arena on December 12th, and the tickets go on sale this Friday, Rockaholics. You'll be able to see Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Dogtree, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and more. Grab those tickets. It's going to be a one-of-a-kind experience at KISW.com. With so much happening out there in the world, it might be a little bit overwhelming at times to try to make sense of pop culture. So we have gone through it all, and we're prepared to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
There's a Lakers fan who has decided to sue LeBron James after his second decision tease, which a lot of people thought was a retirement announcement.
I mean, it was on social media. People were like, oh, LeBron's going to be retiring. That's what's about to happen. And it turns out that wasn't the case.
Not at all. It was an ad for Hennessy instead.
Which, I mean, I know some people are angry about it, but I'm like, cheesy, sure, silly, sure. But like, why are we getting angry about this?
The ticket prices, Steve, this is why people got angry. They spiked 20 times before this big reveal. So this specific fan who's suing LeBron wants $865 back because his two tickets, he says, lost value.
Now, I wonder if he was hoping to flip it and make money off of those tickets. You know what I mean? Like, was he like, or is he just such a big LeBron James fan that he wanted nothing more than to see him perform in his final season? And if that's the case, I can understand why you're a little annoyed, but I don't know if it's worth suing somebody over.
Yeah, I mean, so far he's the only one I've heard of doing that.
Well, first of probably now many.
You think other people will follow
of
suit?
Of course.
Oh, we'll see how that all happens.
I mean, is that how all like the class action lawsuits start?
Oh, yeah.
All you need is that one person that's mad at somebody, and then the next thing you know, you get that right lawyer, and everyone else gets in cahoots with it.
Oh, boy.
Is there any athlete that you're glad to have seen on whatever stage that is, that there's the court, the ice, the field, whatever it may be, that you're glad you got to see before they retired?
I mean, what I thought was pretty cool was getting to see Ken Griffey Jr. come back playing for Cincinnati and banging one out in the outfield. He hit a home run in front of the Mariners crowd, and everybody stood up and cheered for him, and that was pretty much one of my favorite moments in sports.
I was pretty fired up when he came back to the Mariners, and I got to see a couple of games where he was playing with the team. Ichiro, I would definitely put up there, especially with this past year being such a celebration of Ichiro. But the number one athlete that I'm so glad that I got to see, well, there's two. In the world of basketball, getting to see Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
I remember just like the final, one of the final seasons before the Sonics packed up and left through work, they gave us like really good seats, like pretty much courtside. And to be able to watch that guy that close and to just see what he can do on the court was just like, wow, okay, I get why. I'm not even a big basketball guy, but I was just in awe of watching him, just how he dominated.
Just next level.
But the number one for me, I wish it would have been with like either the Oilers or with the Kings in his heyday, but it was still cool seeing Wayne Gretzky play when he was on the New York Rangers.
Oh my God. I thought he was going to say something about wrestling, but
you know, it was cool to see Stone Cold have his last match. That was pretty awesome.
Look at you.
That's sports entertainment. I'm talking sports. Danny, do you have any?
No, because I haven't. I mean, I guess
you're more hooked into sports than like your later part of your life. Like
exactly.
You haven't been like a freak like some of us since they're like you're a kid.
No, I think the biggest thing was for me, and it's not, he wasn't super well known, but was Kenny Thomas, which he was part of the Lobos. And I got to do like a basketball camp with him. And he's kind of gone down in New Mexico history as one of the greatest Lobos that ever played. And it was like kind of cool that I got to go to camp with him.
Oh, okay. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Did you guys have s'mores while you were at camp?
No, I wish we had s'mores.
Have you been keeping up with what's going on? I never got to see Mark Sanchez play football, which now I look back and I wish I would have. Now, have you been keeping tabs on what's going on with
this
guy?
It's a really wild story.
I feel like every few days we get like new wrinkles to the story. So if you don't know, he went to the hospital because people were like, oh my gosh, he got stabbed. And everyone was freaking out. Like, what happened? Why would that happen to, you know, former football player, current announcer for the NFL games? And then it turns out that he got into an altercation with some guy that was bringing food to him, like one of those like Uber Eats DoorDash kind of guys. But it sounds like then we find out that Mark Sanchez was drunk and maybe being a little belligerent and being a little aggressive. And then the guy tried to use pepper spray. That didn't stop him. Then he pulled out a knife and he stabbed him. You're like, okay, all of this is nuts. And then Mark Sanchez is supposedly going to get arrested for this and all these charges. And the most recent thing, the guy who did the stabbing, Perry Toll, and you're thinking, oh, this poor guy was being attacked by Mark Sanchez. Now he's in trouble with his company because he wasn't supposed to have a weapon on him. So now he's in trouble with the company that he was working for because he had the knife on him.
Just layer after layer of bizarreness.
Yes. I mean, it's going to make for a great 30 for 30 one day on ESPN.
Without question. Rush has added a couple more dates to the 50-something comeback tour. So it's it's the same cities. They just added two more dates to most of those cities. So this is the first tour that the guys have been on together since 2015. And it's going to be kicking off on June 7th of 2026. Everybody keeps asking me, though, like, what city are you going to? I have not decided yet.
I was literally about to say, have you figured it out yet?
No. I mean, L.A. is, like, closest proximity. It makes a lot of sense.
But if money's no object, which one are you going to go with?
I mean, I feel like Toronto would be the cool one because it's their hometown.
Uh-huh.
So I would vote for Toronto. But also,
when are they playing in Toronto? Because Toronto gets cold.
It's in August, but I think it's when we're going to be at Morning Show Boot Camp, Steve.
Oh.
So I won't be in Toronto. I'll be in Cleveland.
I mean, some would say that's an upgrade.
But they are. Cleveland was over Brad's birthday weekend, so that's probably where we're going to be seeing them.
I thought for sure you were going to go with Mexico.
That would be cool.
Wait, so they're doing Cleveland but not Seattle?
They're doing Cleveland on September 17th. So now I'm getting all excited. That's the last of the tour. So I feel like they might be leaving it all out on the stage in Cleveland.
Danny, which show are you going to go check out when Rush gets back out on the road? Where are they playing? Who is she?
All the best towns.
Oh my God. The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat the great Steve Miggs this morning? You've had, what, one tie and one win this morning?
Big win
against the professor. He has 319 wins, 104 losses, and 91 ties on the year. You can call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Miggs at 850.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.